Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station. And this is the Faith Cafe, and I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. So happy you tuned in on this afternoon, this wonderful day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing, being glad in the God of our salvation. For he is good and his mercy endures forever. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory and he always causes us to triumph in him. Praise God forevermore. Father, we just thank you this day and we come before you, Father, humbly in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above all names. Father God, we ask that you come. We invite the Holy Ghost in as Father God, as a minister forth the oracles of you, that the Holy Ghost would minister to each and every heart, and that the heart is prepared to receive your word, that your word would be received with gladness, and that it will bring forth fruit in each and every life in the name of Jesus Christ, and that fruit would remain, Father, and bear forth more fruit. In the name of Jesus, transformation, life-changing fruit, Father God, that they would go and get others, Father God, and bring them to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The goodness of God. The Word of God says the goodness of God leads men to repentance. So when God's goodness will lead men to turn away, you know, from their worldly and wrong and wicked ways and wicked actions. Goodness of God leadeth men to repentance. Praise God. So let's go into our lesson. Last week began on walking in victory, and our foundation scripture is 1 John 5:4 that reads, "For whoever or whatever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Which is one of my favorite scriptures, and that's the scripture I usually end the broadcast with. So that is one of our scriptures, and we must be overcomers. Walking in victory, that's what it is. You're overcoming. It says to walk in victory means to conquer, means to achieve, prevail. So when we walk in victory, we overcome whatever challenges, whatever obstacles have been thrown in our path. We overcome it. When we're walking in victory, we are to overcome. And God has given us the power to overcome. He's given us the power. He's given us the weapons. He's given us the tools. He says he has given us everything that pertains unto life and to godliness. So he has given us these weapons and things that we are to use in time of need. Because a Christian walk, you know, is not a walk for those that are weak. You know, in order to follow Jesus, you've got to be strong. You must be strong. Strong in the Word of God, strong in faith. You must have tenacity because tests, trials are going to come. Yes, they're going to come when you're in the world. But God gives his people power. He gives us victory. I said some things in my life. I said some things that I haven't been through and I haven't counted. If I didn't know Jesus, I probably would have been an alcoholic or even strung out on drugs somewhere. But it's because of, you know, of God's goodness and following God, we're able to overcome whatever that we go through. Praise God, because God is, he is everything that we need him to be. Praise God. Last week, just to give you a brief recap, last week we talked about some of the walking in victory with some of the things that in order to walk in victory, you're required to. You know, you're required to, it requires you for some things, and it requires you to do several things. And one of them we talked about, the first one was our focus, the focus being on God's word and his promises, his commands and his promises. The second thing was being diligent, and because he said he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So bringing us up here to where we left off at is faith. And faith is overcoming faith. We must have faith, you know, because the words say without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we must have faith. He said anyone come to him must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we must have faith, strong faith, overcoming faith, faith to continue in spite of all odds. Paul, when he told Timothy, he said, fight the fight of good faith. Fight the fight of faith, of good faith. So sometimes we're in a fight, most of the time to fight, you know, to keep the stay in faith, because things come and they come to try to test your faith, try to get you to not to believe God. This is where we fight the good fight of faith. Let's look at Romans 4:20, because we're to be strong in faith. And say, how do you be strong in faith, Sister Joyce? Okay, let's go to Romans 4:20. And let's look at Romans 4:20. And this is talking about our father Abraham. Okay. Well, let's go up to verse 19 and 20. And it says, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, but he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So he's talking about Father Abraham here, that he didn't look at his circumstances. And this is how we build our faith. We don't look at whatever we're going through. We trust God as Abraham did. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He praised God from the time he gave God glory. And he stood. He stood in faith. Whatever challenges he went to, he stood in faith to believe God. How do we do that? Stand in faith when we go through the test of time. We go into a test in our life. Through that test, we trust God. We still walk with him. We trust him to work it out, still speak his word. And when we go through that test and he delivers us and brings us out, then we praising God and we thanking God. The next time a test comes up, we remember, okay, Lord, you brought me through this test in the past, and I know you're going to bring me out through this one. So each time our faith becomes more and more stronger each time we go through. So what I'm saying is our faith has to be exercised. It has to be stretched. In order for us to know that we're strong in faith, that we're strong and that we can do what God says we do, is that we must be exercised. Our faith must be exercised. We don't like it when it's getting stretched, because that means that it's pulling you out, and it makes you uncomfortable. So I could understand that, because it would make you uncomfortable. But through that, you're gonna know that you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt, God will bring you out, and he will bring you out victoriously, no matter what. So our faith must be exercised, you know, and strengthened in order for us to be strong in faith. And you remember Father Abraham, Abraham went through tests time after time, even as far as God have gave him the son, Isaac. And Isaac happened to be somewhere, he said he was a lad. because he said, when he and we, I and the land will go and worship. So Isaac had to be, theologians believe he may be about 12 or 13 years old. So he was old enough to know what was going on. And he even asked his father where would be the sacrifice when he says we're going to worship. But Abraham, was his faith was so strong that he knew that even with him putting the knife to kill his son, he said that God was able to raise him up again. So don't cry and get disgruntled. You know, when we go through the test, okay, to stretch our faith. You know, it's just exercising it to make it stronger and stronger to where we're able to go through the next test and knowing God is going to bring me through. Hallelujah. Even when all odds is against you. And that's what Paul told Timothy, keep fighting. Fight the good fight of faith. Keep fighting. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope no matter what. Fight the good fight of faith. Hebrews 10:23. Let's see what that says. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast to the profession. That's the Greek word there translated is confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So he says, don't waver. You know, don't waver. Hold fast. Hold fast to it without wavering. Why? Because he is faithful, the one that promised you, which is God, he is faithful. Hallelujah. He is faithful that promise. Okay, let's look at patience. The next one, number four, would be patience. And patience and faith both work together. We can't have faith unless we have patience, because to walk in faith requires patience, and requires endurance. And let's look at James 1:3. James tells us that the trying of our faith, that it works patience. James 1:3. He says, knowing this, that the testing or the trying of your faith worketh patience. And he said, let patience have a perfect work, that you may be entire, lacking nothing, meaning you will be complete. Okay. And he tells us in James 10:36, says, we need patience. We need patience, okay? Let me tell you why we need patience, okay? Let's look at Hebrews. We just read James 1:3. Let's look at Hebrews 10:36, and this is why we need patience, okay? This is why we need patience. Hebrews 10:36, it says, for ye need patience, okay, after you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. See, in order to receive the promise, we need patience, okay? We need the patience, and we need to have walked in a path in which God would have us to be on, because he say, after you have done the will of God, okay? Meaning we done walked in his word, we lived his word, we have been obedient to the things that he you know, called us to and you know, required us to do, his promises, his commands, you know, his promises. So he said we would receive, that we might receive the promise. So when we follow his commands and stand in faith and believe, he says, and with the patience added to that, then we will receive. Okay, with tests and trials, when we go through those, that gives us endurance, you know, just like a person, a runner, you know, a track runner. Running in a race, you continue, you know, you continually run. If you're continually running, it's going to build up your physical body. And once you continually run, your body is built up to where you're going to be accomplishing your goals of winning in running. And usually they practice so much in order to win, you know, a relay or whatever. It takes a lot of practice. So when they're out running and they're building up their body, you know, to get their body physically fit so they can accomplish the goals of running, so they can win, they can be able to endure, because for them to win, they must be able to endure, you know, set up endurance, you know. So in order for us to spiritually, it's the same. We must have the patience, you know, the ability, you know, to fully accomplish the goal. That is obtaining the promises through faith, God's promise. So we must have build up our endurance, and we build it up patience, you know, by waiting and walking, which we don't like to do that. And it's because we are in a microwave, quick, fast, in a hurry society. Our generations are like that, younger ones, and no one wants to wait. No one wants to have patience. But in God, it requires patience. You might as well get that through your head and just accept it. With God, there is no shortcut. There is no quick fix. He requires patience. Okay? He requires patience, endurance. So in order to receive, must have patience. Okay? Patience. Okay? And let's look at Hebrews. Well, we don't have to go there, but I'll just to Hebrews 6 and 15. You can just jot it down. Hebrews 16, it says, after he patiently endured, he received the promise, which was talking about Abraham. It says, and you know, and some people say, well, how long? I've heard this. How long, you know, do you wait in order to receive? Well, that's really up to God. He has his timeline. Remember, you don't have your timeline. At least you shouldn't. You should not have a timeline. You should just be willing to wait. Okay? I say wait until it manifests. Okay, wait until the manifestation. Keep standing, keep believing, keep being patient, you know, and wait on God. Abraham waited 25 years for the promise. God had promised him, and he had told him, and he knew God's word was immutable. So he knew that when God spoke to him what he promised, it was going to come to pass, because Abraham had that much faith. You're talking the man that got up where God told him to get up and get away from your father's house, go into a land I'm going to show you, and he did just that. No questions asked. He done exactly what God told him to do. So he stood and waited for the promise of Isaac of 25 years. He waited. So what I'm saying is, I don't know the timeline, but God knows. But we must be willing to wait. We must be willing to wait on God, no matter how long it takes. Okay? When we get impatient, you know, that's the first thing we want to do. We get impatient, and we want to take matters into our own hands, you know. And that's not something that we should do, because you end up paying a high price for that. Because what that end up will doing, it will end up birthing carnality. You know, you will end up birthing some Ishmael, which is definitely flesh and carnality. Because of Abraham, he lets Sarah talk him into, you know, going into the handmaiden and having a child by him. by her because she was a younger woman. Instead of her waiting on the promise of God, she talks Abraham into doing this because she felt she was too old and ignoring him, you know, just got out of faith and to trust God and believe God then. And here they fell for this. Abraham fell for it. And here, next thing, here's Ishmael. And look at the problems. That's what we got today. And that represents flesh and carnality because God made him a nation because he was Abraham's son, but he was not the son of promise. God promised he and Sarah would have a son, and Isaac was the son of promise. So we're to continually to walk in the victory and walk into patience, okay? Stay in faith, waiting on God, being patient, allowing ourselves to succumb to our flesh, okay? Negative words, want to get rid of that. You don't want to receive that, negative words, negative people, but you will walk in victory. In order to walk in victory, we must overcome. Must be an overcomer. And you got to overcome all negativity from any and everybody. Sometimes the people closest to you sometimes can be pretty negative. And sometimes, and you'd be wondering, some things come out of our brothers and sisters' mouth, and it's like, wow, where did that come from? I thought you were maybe stronger than that. But we still don't care who it comes from. If it doesn't line up with God's word, it's not in alignment, don't receive it. Get rid of all the negativity and keep it moving. Just keep it pushing. Keep it going. Keep it moving. We are more than a conqueror, the word says. More than a conqueror. We are to just keep pressing through, persevering, regarding. Doing it by faith, even when you don't feel like it, because it's not based on how you feel. You know, I hear people say, oh, I don't feel like it, regardless of whether we feel like it. It's not about feeling. It's about what the word of God says, not how we feel. Sometimes I've got up in the morning, I don't even feel like I'm saved. But I know, according to the word of God, I am. I knew I hadn't been involved in any kind of sin or anything to say that I'm not, but it's just one of them days you just, you know, may not feel that way. But it is not based on feelings. It's based on what God's word says. And we have to bring those thoughts, bring that in line, in alignment with the word of God. Okay? So we just have to continually press through, like the woman with the issue of blood. The issue of blood, she pressed through till she touched Jesus. The crowds didn't matter to her. She didn't care. She didn't care what crowds were there. She didn't care who, what, where. She knew that if she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be made whole. And she pressed through the crowd, got down at her lowest, down on the ground, just so she can, pushing through the crowd, just so she can touch the hem of his garment. And she knew she would be made whole. And that taken tenacity. That was strong faith. That was tenacity. She persevered because she knew she needed something from Jesus, the person that had it, and she persevered through. Praise God. So it takes not giving up, pressing through. And when we get weary, and sometimes we do because we're in flesh. We're spirit, but we live in a body. And sometimes we get tired, we get weary, and that's when you to pray Isaiah 40, 29, and 31. You can go back and read that. It says he gives us, that those that have no might, he gives us power, okay? Gives us the strength. He says, but that they that wait on the Lord. Let's go back and look at this. I'm getting close to running out of time, but I want to read this one to you. That is Isaiah 29 and 31. Okay? Because they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So when you Okay, it says, he give power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God. So we wait on the Lord. He's going to mount us up, our wings up like an eagle, and an eagle. Eagle soars so high above the element. I mean, high. He's way up there. So what's down in the atmosphere, lower down, it's not even affecting him. He's so high up. So God would give us strength, wings as an eagle, and strength and power. That's how they will mount up like an eagle, soaring high above. So when we get weary, pray those scriptures, Isaiah 40:29-31. Okay? And overcoming, rising above every situation matter. And know this, also another scripture in Isaiah 43:1. When you pass through the waters, he said, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they won't overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, he says, you will not. The fire, you can go through the fire. You will go through the fire. You won't be burned. You won't be scorched. He said, nor will a flame kindle up against you. So we go through the fire, the flood, the rivers and all. Nothing will end up bothering us. It will not touch us at all. Okay. And God said, I am the Lord your God. So whatever we go through, said it will not. It will not affect us because God is our God. And for God loves us and he favors you. But he loves you with an everlasting love. And whatever we go through, it's not to harm us. It's to strengthen us. Now, Satan means to destroy us in that. He wants to destroy. That's what he come for, to kill, steal, destroy. But God meant for it to build us up in faith where we would be strong and we would be overcomers. Because, again, the Christian life is not for, and to be a soldier is not for wimps. It's not for wimps. It's for those that are strong, that persevere. Okay? You receive the promise. When you continually, a race is not given to the swift, but it's the person that endures. So, and you must endure. Okay, humility. Look at number 5, humility. As David said in Psalms 139:23-24, you know, he said, "Search me, O God, know my thoughts, know my ways." So he said, "If you find any wicked way in me, remove it," he said, "and lead me into everlasting." So Jesus said, on earth the devil came to tempt him, and he did not allow Satan to win. He come back each time with the word of God. So God has given us war. He has given us weapons. And the weapons that he has given us is praise, prayer, thanksgiving, worship, singing songs, spiritual songs unto him, and he's given us authority to declare and decree, bind and loose. Matthew 16:19 and Ephesians 5:18. Praise God. And I'm out of time. But jot down Jeremiah 29:11. God has a plan for your life. Plan a good plan to give you a good end, a hope, and a future. And God is for you. He loves you, and you are victorious in him. You stand in faith and fight the good fight of faith. Hold fast, and you are coming out victorious. And I'm out of time, and I just want to thank everyone in the chat room or wherever you're listening. Thank you very much. And until next week, we'll leave you with whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and he that overcometh is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And until next time, from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, we say, be ye transformed, and good night.